T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From MLB.com, the great Todd Zielecki. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Todd, if you were covering a team and the organization you were covering was a mess, would you know it? Would you have facts that would back it up? And would you write it?
Yeah, I think you would definitely know if an organization is a mess, if everything's kind of going crazy, if people are complaining, if it seems like it's chaotic. I think I would know that, and I think I would write that, yeah.
All right, and one of the allegations of this story is that Ben Simmons is uncoachable. He refuses to listen to any instruction. Have you encountered that type of player in the years you've covered baseball, Todd?
I'm sure I have. I'm trying to think of a player that was just super difficult to...
Dominic Brown.
You know, kind of, yeah, Dominic Brown. You know, yeah, I guess he was... You know, but was he? Did he flat out refuse to listen? I'd have to really think about that. I was
hold on.
Long
we got
ago.
Another one. Rhea, go ahead. Give him the other one.
How about Odubel?
Odubel. You know what I think about Odubel is he's not. He doesn't refuse to do something. I think he just kind of loses his focus
all
the time.
Yeah,
because
he seems like a likable kid, but just a bit of a knucklehead from time to time.
He's not a bad guy. He's not a bad guy that they say like do this, and he's like, no, I'm not doing it. That I think he. Really truly wants to do well. He just, like you said, he has those lapses.
All right, let's talk about 10 runs in the first inning. Todd, that's easy, right? You start writing your game story after a single inning. Is that correct?
Yes. Those are the good days. Those are the good days when you can write the first inning and then you can just kind of cruise the rest of the game and just, you know, hopefully nothing else too crazy happens. But yeah, that was fun to watch.
All right, the biggest thing to me that came out of that game is Kingery being absolutely on fire right now.
Yeah.
We did it, Todd. This is actually kind of what we were looking for a year ago. Didn't get it at all, and now a shock that we are getting it. What happened?
You know, he said two things have happened. He said a different mindset, and what he means by that is last year, he pretty much, it seemed like, took every first pitch, whether it was a strike or not, he took it. So now he found himself in a lot of 0-1 holes, and if a pitcher gets the first strike, you know, he has the advantage pretty much the rest of the at-bat. So now Scott Kingery said, if I see something that I want to hit, I'm going to be more aggressive. So, and he has been, you know, yesterday's home run, he was very aggressive. And the other thing he said is that there were a couple what he called minor mechanical fixes to his swing. And the only hint he really dropped in terms of that is he said his swing is flatter. And what I take that is, and I could be wrong, but what I took that is that he's not relying so much on launch angle to get the ball in the air. He's kind of returning to his more natural swing to hit more line drives and hit the ball harder. And hey, if that's what it is, that's great, because Angela, you said this is what everybody expected in spring, coming out of spring training last year, and I was definitely one of them. I thought that guy was going to be, the future all-star superstar, and he was not that last year, but he's playing like that the last week or so.
And is it safe to say he's going to be the shortstop for at least a week or two because of Segura's injury last night?
Depending on how bad Segura's injury is, I think I would be very surprised if Segura is back in there today. Mm. But if as long as Segura is out, Scott Kingery will be the shortstop. But, you know, I asked Gabe last night, I said, even if Segura is healthy, don't you have to keep him in the lineup now? I mean, isn't he earning more playing time? And he said, yes. He was going to start in center field yesterday until Rhys Hoskins couldn't play.
Really?
So they were definitely going to find ways to get him in the lineup. So that could be center field if there's a tough left-hander on the mound, a left-hander on the mound, like Steve Matz was last night. Maybe start him in center field. Cesar Hernandez, give him a day off here or there. Third base, give Michael Franco a day off here or there to keep those guys fresh. So I think he's going to move around the field, but I think they have to find a way to keep him in there. I mean, he's earned it.
I'm sorry, Todd. Steven Matz pitched last night?
Yeah.
I miss it. I got him in the second inning. I didn't see him. All right, anyway, there is one thing that this always drives me crazy, and it's going on right now with the Phillies. It's like you have no injuries, and then every day you have one. So they lost Robertson to an elbow. They're saying it's not bad. It has to be bad. He throws a great breaking pitch, and his elbow is on that arm. That's not going to be good. Segura got the hamstring last night. Hoskins jammed his ankle. Todd, I mean, what is this happening? Do you have any theory as to why these things happen in clusters rather than one a month, one every couple of weeks?
No, I don't. I think it's just kind of a coincidence. The Hoskins thing was fluky. I don't really know why he was trying to steal second base there. We kind of pressed Gabe on yesterday, and he kind of deflected a little bit and just said, as a coaching staff, we got to make sure that doesn't happen. So I don't know, if that was him running on his own or somebody called that and it was a mistake. And then the Segura thing, the guy just runs hard, he ran hard yesterday and tweaked his hammy.
All right. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how all that plays out over the next few weeks. I'm just curious right now. Obviously, the biggest negative so far this season, correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron Nola. What's going on? That this isn't the guy that was so amazing last year. What happened?
Yeah, it's really bizarre, quite frankly, how off he's been. And, we've asked, is he healthy? He says he's healthy. Matt Klentak says he's healthy. Gabe Kapler says he's healthy. And if you look at his velocity, it's down a tick from last year, but kind of in line of where he was last March or April. So with the velocity kind of being the same or near the same, you got to think, okay, it's not, it's not like his elbow's killing him or his shoulder's killing him. So that's obviously good news. But the command is just off. He just cannot throw strikes. He's throwing first pitch strikes like 47% of the time this season. He threw first pitch strikes last year 69% of the time last season.
Wow.
The major league average is 60%. So think of how much that put them at a disadvantage now the rest of the at-bat. So now his curveball, which is just a wipeout pitch, it isn't as effective. His changeup hasn't been as effective. All those things. And the curveball, people have been asking me, it was the curveball breaking as much in the right way. It's pretty much identical last season. So that's why I don't think it's a health thing. It's just a command thing. Wow. So I don't know if it's a mechanical adjustment, but obviously they got to get it figured out because they need their third place Cy Young guy to pitch like a third place Cy Young guy.
Todd, who's the closer?
Right now, it could be anybody.
Don't be laughing. These are serious questions that are not like laughter following a very serious question. Who's the closer?
There is no closer. There is no closer.
Is that good?
Not at all.
That's not
good.
Not
at all. We need one.
All right, hold on. There is a report. I think I could solve this problem. I don't know the team. There is a report out. Craig Kimbrough, you remember the guy on the Red Sox out here?
Yeah.
All right, he has lowered his demands dramatically. He is now looking for around 3 years, 45, which is 15. He didn't like the 45. Todd.
I didn't like the 3 years.
He is nearing a decision. Are the Phillies in that hunt?
If it's 3 years, 45, I would say no. And, Angelo, I tell you what, after watching him pitch the last 2 months of the season last year, September and October, postseason for the Red Sox, I don't give him a three-year deal. I just don't. Those last 2 months scare the heck out of me if I'm a GM. And – on a one-year deal, I go for it. A one-year and an option, maybe. Maybe I would push it to 2 years. But a three-year deal for Craig Kimbrough, and he might be amazing those 3 years. Might end up, that might have just been bad 2 months for Craig. I don't know. But that's a heck of a risk to take on based off the way he pitched in the postseason last year. The way I feel.
I have one follow-up. Who is the Phillies closer?
They don't have one, Angelo. I know what you're saying. I know it would make life so much better if they could just have a lockdown guy. And right now they're searching for it.
Todd Zalecki, MLB.com. Read him every day. Thank you, Todd. Always a pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.